Daniel had made known and interpreted to Nebuchadnezzar the dream he had forgotten. The great king was outwardly impressed by it, but not inwardly changed. He had not yet broken with his sins. His conscience had not been reached. This can be seen from the fact that he honors Daniel before the great God, and also from the fact that he granted Daniel a completely inappropriate act of homage. But not only his spontaneous reaction, but also his further conduct testifies that he was still full of pride and cruelty. He had a golden statue erected in his honor. He also had Daniel's three friends, whom he had promoted at Daniel's request, thrown into a fiery furnace, Daniel 3. He had not yet understood that heaven rules, and that what matters is righteousness and mercy, Daniel chapter 4, verse 23.24. And as changeable as Nebuchadnezzar is, so people generally prove to be. Let us think of Paul and Barnabas in Lystra. After Paul had healed a man who had been lame from his mother's womb, the priest of Zeus and the crowd wanted to sacrifice to them, Acts chapter 14, verse 13.14. But only a short time later, under the influence of the jealous Jews, this crowd stoned that very Paul, whom it had just regarded as one of the gods. Note, the exaggerated favor of the world has no value, and it can very quickly turn into hatred.